what's your full name?
Ernest Wesley.
All right. Where do you live at?
Well, right now, you mean?
Yeah, right now.
On 136 Malone Point, Latham, Alabama.
All right. Have you lived in Alabama all your life?
Yep.
All right. Where'd you live at growing up?
Blue Eye Road, I guess it's called. Turn that. Yeah.
All right. That's good. So, how long have you lived in Alabama? I guess I'm going to just show you for the rest. Alright. What year were you born? Alright. What was your mother's name?
Willie Mae.
Willie Mae.
She was prayerful before she married the Vincent, but Willie Mae. Prayerful Vincent.
Alright. What was your father's name?
Thomas Worker.
Okay.
Warlock. We call him a warlock.
Did, let's see. What kind of education background did you have? Did y'all go year round like
no.
The school's doing now or?
No.
No.
Lucky to get to go 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
1 or 2 years we didn't go 9 months. They had to cut it short because they didn't have no money.
All right. So you graduated from high school?
Nope.
No?
10th grade.
10th grade. All right. What religion are you?
Baptist.
Baptist.
Oh,
all right. Let's see. When you were growing up, let's see. What kind of, did your family own any businesses? Or were they politically involved with anything? As in the KKK or?
No.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Papa owned a business.
Papa owned a business, but that's after I done growed up.
What year are you talking about?
Just as he was growing up. Anything.
No, we farmed when I was growing up.
Papa sold wheat, didn't he? Didn't Papa sell wheat?
Yeah, we butchered, but...
It was kind of a small...
It came hard once a week. So from the time you could do it then, you can't do it now.
He would sell meat to the Purefoy Hotel in town.
Well, he sold it to the market. Markets, cafes,
he sold it to the cafes too?
Okay. So he kind of owned, then later on he owned a grocery store, right?
Right.
What kind of jobs did you have when you were growing up? Besides farming?
That's about it.
Just farming?
When I was going to school, I worked part time at service station.
You drive the school bus?
Yeah.
Drove the school bus too.
All right.
Him and Granny used to cheat when they were working in the farm. Didn't your mama cheat and used to be the water boys?
Not me.
Granny cheated.
All right. Let's see. What's your present occupation?
He's a retired fisherman.
Retired?
Where'd you retire from?
Anniston Army Depot.
All right. Do you have any special skills? All right.
Mechanic.
Fishing.
Cotton
lining.
What about major accomplishments? Like, I know you were in the Army, wasn't you?
Yeah.
How old were you when you joined the Army?
19 when they joined me.
When they drafted you?
Yeah.
Did you get any special awards or anything? Fire?
No, I just undug and got that and battle star,
battle.
First.
All right, we'll get to that in a minute. What about when you were in high school? Did you play football or baseball or anything?
Yeah.
Play football?
Football, baseball, and basketball.
All American, wasn't he?
I can't imagine you playing basketball.
About the best I have.
Where are you?
Last year.
You got all county?
No, I mean the. Wasn't that such as that like it is now? There wasn't a lot of schools that had football. See, Old Hatchet, Montford, Chillersburg, and all them didn't play football. We had a place to be for.
Y'all played Pell City, didn't you?
Pell City, Talladega.
Did you play with Judge Sullivan and Neil Graham?
Yeah. Neil Graham played right beside me.
God, that was a sight.
All right. Whenever, let's see, national events in which you participated, which would have been World War II, right? Did you participate in anything else? Any other kind of battles or wars?
No.
How long were you in the military?
35 months.
35 months.
Did any of your battles have names?
Well, no. Well, we was, well, I was in the 3rd Army.
You were in the 3rd Army?
66th Division in the 3rd Army. We went to France and Belgium and into Germany.
All right. So I guess you're a natural born citizen.
Yeah.
Let's see. You have any documents, photographs, or artifacts from when you were in the Army? Or I know that Alistair Starr wrote an article on you not too long ago. What was it about?
It was that ship sinking and everything.
Just told about what happened that day?
There's a book written about it.
Connie's got that book.
I got to get it.
I never did get it. We couldn't get it for a long time. And I didn't know Millie had it for a long time. She got wind of it, and that's when she got set on going to that reunion we went to.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
How many children do you have?
Three.
How many you got? Two boys and a girl?
Mm-hmm.
How many grandchildren you got?
Five.
Got any great grandchildren?
One. And a button.
And a button. Got one on the way.
Uh oh. All right. How did depression affect your life?
Was that after World War II? Whenever the depression hit after World War II?
Whenever
the depression.
Okay.
Well, see, I was young then, but I remember a lot of it in the 30s. That's when it was so bad, anyhow.
What did you think about when they started integrating trying to allow blacks to vote and women to vote? How'd y'all
face
that?
Big mistake.
You thought it was a big mistake?
No, I don't.
You don't?
The blacks have got as much right to vote as I have. And I've always said that. Mm. And the women, they don't really know how sometimes. But
most of the time we don't.
What about, I know prohibition was a big thing back then, too. Mm-hmm. What you think about that?
Well, it was all right if they could have got the bootleggers. See, that's what we contended with when I was going to school. Wasn't like it is now, dope and that. It's goddamn moonshine. But now, I never drank. I never took a drink of whiskey in my life.
Really?
That's right. I never drank a complete can of beer.
Even when the guys around you were drinking?
Right.
Even when you were in the circus?
Right.
You still didn't drink?
I still didn't drink.
Good gracious.
Did you ever smoke or chew tobacco?
I smoked bad. When I quit smoking, I was smoking right at 2 packs of Camels a day.
Good Lord.
But I quit in 1950.
I never remember you smoking.
November of 1950, I smoked my last cigarette.
How many sisters and brothers do you have?
Three brothers and six sisters.
You the baby or the oldest?
No, I'm right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Number five.
Mm-hmm. Middle child.
That's the reason I caught all the flack, mm-hmm, both ways.
Me too, son.
Me too.
Me and Linda, middle child.
Let's see. What kind of things, good and bad, happened during the war? Kind of like, tell about the time that, about the day when your ship got hit or whatever.
Well, that was just, we left England and we got hit before we got on, it was on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We didn't even get our Christmas turkey. We had to leave it a cooking. That's how quick we had to leave England.
Well, y'all already on the boat that Christmas morning?
No.
You had to board the boat?
We had
leave?
To get on it. Started it all on Christmas Eve. Because they had a big, we was back over there and they had a big breakthrough. And they was hustling us to get there. And it got hit in about 2 miles of Cherbourg, inside of land.
Inside of land?
Mm. Inside of Cherbourg, France.
Were y'all in the English Channel when you got hit?
Yeah.
So when y'all got hit, what was it like?
Well,
I know it was scary. And
you don't really, you don't know what you done.
Yeah, happened so quick.
Where were you on the boat when you got hit?
Down in the hole. That's where they come in. That's where so many of them got killed.
Down in the hole?
Yeah, we were down in the bottom. All right.
Sure.
And
how many people approximately got killed on that ship?
Wasn't no problem. It's 803.
803 got killed?
Were you hit by a torpedo?
Torpedo.
Or?
How many people were on the ship?
I don't know that.
Well,
they had them packed in there, just all they could get in there. But it's 803 lost.
How many out of your company survived?
Well, wasn't but 78 of us in my company on, and that's about half of the company. And 72 was lost out of 78.
You were one of six to survive? So after the ship blew up, where did you go from there? Where did you end up at?
Well, we went on, we had to, finally got off, we had to jump in the jump off. They had to pick us up.
How long were you in the water before they found
you? It wasn't too long, you couldn't have lived long.
That water's real cold, isn't it?
And it was cold. It's cold in England in July. Mm-hmm. And we went on to Cherbourg and then went, the ones that was able, they kept going. Next day they sent us on out.
They sent you on into the battles? Mm-hmm. The battle that was going
to the
on?
Front, yeah.
Hmm. So you got sent to the front line after your ship got blown
up?
Mm-hmm. So what was that like?
What?
The battle. On the front line.
That you couldn't explain that. I mean,
it's just something unexplainable.
It's just something that's.
Is anything like the movie show?
Well, not glorified like that is.
But somewhat like
it. Yeah, somewhat like it, yeah.
You had to run down the streets and all with guns and go in and out of their houses and places?
Yeah. I was in a machine gun outfit. I didn't. We used to set up in the placement because the ones that we had, you couldn't run and shoot them. It's 30 caliber water cool machine gun. Part of it. The bio part weighed 48 pounds. And the tripod it sat on weighed 42.
I've seen that on the movies.
So how long did you have to stay in England? Or stay
well, I stayed over there right at 2 years.
Stay away from your family for 2 years?
Right at 2 years.
After you got torpedoed and you had to go on into battle, how much more time did you have in service after that?
Oh, a good while.
I always thought it was about the time you got out.
No.
So, but you never saw Shannon until you came.
Yeah, Shannon was born before I left.
Before he left.
Well, that come about. See, I was supposed to go. And I snuck out of camp, South Outrooker, and come home on the weekend. And he was born that Sunday. The first sergeant knew I was coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born that Sunday morning, and I went back and got to work. Now, they said they couldn't get me out of it, because I was going to be sent out, not go with the outfit. Have sent a lot of replacements. And I happen to know the head man of the whole division. So I asked her. Oh, Alan, that's what we called it. Go ahead. Said, ain't gonna do you no good. I said, well, that's worth a try. But that evening, I educated back home. Well, he carried me back to camp. And then he waited till I come back with him. But I never would have made it. But Allen, he was, before he went before the war, he was county superintendent of Clay County. And old Terrell Hanson had worked for him. And me and him was in the same outfit, and we had to go drive one time for the Division Red Cross in the chapel. Nobody wanted to go. But they made me and him go. We didn't know who was over there. And it was him and the chaplain, but he knew him. And from then on, every time our company had to send the drivers, we'd tell them how bad it was, but we'd always go. We'd set up over there when it was freezing cold inside. Well, a lot of days when they would drive the jeeps over there, and that's it. If they wanted to go somewhere, they'd get them driving themselves.
Yeah.
And he never called me nothing but Talladega. He wasn't there that morning. I went over with his assistant, and he come in after dinner. He said, "What are you doing over here?" And I told him. He said, "They ain't done nothing." I said, "No." He said, "You come back over here in an hour." And he had my furlough ready for me. And he told me, said, "I can't get you for 7 days." I said, "Now when you 7 days is up, Miss McBride, which her husband was county superintendent out there, county, they knew one another real well. He said, "You go down there and tell her you got to have some more time. I got 7 more days." And I got back, I went on with my company, when my old outfit that I trained with.
That's when you went to overseas?
Left Camp Roker and went.
So what did your family think about you having to leave? Marksmanships and all of that, and then
not different battles. We got stars in different battles.
Did your family give you a welcome home party?
To
temple or abstain from the use of alcoholic beverages.
I would like to see it that way with.
How did you make it, though, that so many men in your age group were drunks?
I don't know. I just didn't
Did Big Mom and them teach you?
No, we just didn't. None of us had drank at home.
Any of your friends ever drink?
Yeah.
Even that didn't tempt you to drink?
No, I never will forget a party we went to one time. There's me and Neil Phillips and a guy named Ben Horn. Up in Kirk's Ben. We got up there and they had a dang water bucket sitting in the middle of the table with a dipper in it full of moonshine.
Even that didn't tempt
no.
you.
I've never had no temptation to drink. I guess best thing that ever happened to me about that. I stole homebrew when I was 10 years old and got drunk on it. Sick anyhow. Me and Cootie.
Got sick on
it. You know, that's Cootie Gladys's brother. We watched Uncle Louie and T. Green bottled it, and then we went and swiped so much the next day, and it was in July.
Ooh.
And I walked from Binghamtown home.
That hot beating sun.
You know, 10 years old, we're a big deal.
Even if you get sick of the dog.
Sick.
But I've never had. Well, often, Ray and Jim, neither one ever drank.
I've never known any of y'all to drink. You think World War II was worth it?
Nothing but political wars now.
That's right.
So what do you think about the women's right movement? Do you think it was a good thing for the women?
Well, I guess, yeah, that's a good thing
for the women. Do you think that it gave women too many rights to open their mouth?
No, I don't. A person's a person. That's the way I see things. Of course, that's a lot of times a woman should keep her mouth shut, as well as a lot of times men should keep his shut. I don't think a woman should get involved in too much in politics.
Why is that?
Well, they just...
Just think it's the fans?
They just shouldn't.
I don't think they do enough research.
That's right.
I don't think they...
I know some smart women. There's some women smart as any man.
Yeah. They don't study the politicians and their voting records and stuff. You don't know what you're voting on.
Well, none of us do now.
No, not now.
I don't care where I vote or not.
I know it.
It's just
I don't
toss up now.
That's just like all this election last week. And people get snorting mad about the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't even mind your vote. Ain't we don't. They don't count it. Really, we didn't have nothing to vote for.
Nope.
Put them both in the sack.
That's right.
But I still preferred Clinton over the other, myself.
I do, too.
I prefer Clinton over the old any day.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about, who was president while World War II was going on? You remember?
Roosevelt.
What did you think about Roosevelt?
He was the lifesaver for this country.
Mm-hmm. He was a good man.
He was. Mm-hmm. Everybody liked him well enough. He went the third time. Of course, he died. Mm-hmm.
He's the one that started Social Security. Mm-hmm.
What about back then? Did the Ku Klux Klan? Did you ever know a lot of people?
I knew a lot of them, and I could have got in it if I'd wanted to give them $10.
You didn't
want to
give $10?
I didn't want any.
You didn't want any, period?
No.
Regardless of $10?
That's right.
$10 a year or what?
$10 to join. That was in the 50s.
That was in the 50s?
Did they give you the, if you had paid your $10, would that have bought your sheet?
Yeah, that's what the $10 for.
What kind of things that you know of that the Ku Klux Klan did? Like...
Well, they killed a fellow right over here in Pell City.
They did?
Yes, sir.
Killed the wrong one, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
What were they killing for?
Well, it went there to give him, and he balked him, and they shot him. Albert Wilson then was involved in it.
No, he was a white guy.
White guy.
See, it started out as a...
His name was Hurst.